Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, Heads of State and Government, distinguished heads of delegation, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for the invitation. I thank Mr. Jack Diouf for the invitation to participate at this important summit on food security. I'd also like you to use this opportunity to acknowledge and congratulate His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the UN, for his exemplary leadership and dedication to finding ways and means to tackle the critical challenge of food security in the world. Because of his interest and involvement, we are now witnesses to different initiatives and efforts at a global stage to address the challenge. Indeed, today the issue of food security has been elevated to being one of the top agendas and concerns of the family of nations. I'm glad that this conference has been convened. Food security is a critical matter which needs very urgent attention. We have heard this morning and throughout the day that since 1996, the 1996 World Food Summit, when the commitment was made to halve the number of people affected by hunger and malnutrition, there are over 1 billion people affected now who have joined that list, instead of that list declining. Since I started my speech, say roughly 60 seconds ago, 10 children have already died of hunger. There is therefore no time to wait. It is a serious indictment on our part for a child or anyone in the world to go to bed hungry or to die of hunger. There is plenty of food on this planet to prevent that from happening. At the same time, this world has adequate resources. The world has the technology. The world has the requisite skill to produce enough food for the people now and in the future. Excellencies, all that is required of us is to put our act together, summon political will, and work together in partnership to rise to the challenge. I see a lot of hope and opportunity that at this landmark summit we'll do just that. I'm sure we'll come out of this conference re-energized and ready to take due action to eradicate hunger and banish this shame from the face of this planet. It is heartwarming indeed that the summit declaration we adopted this morning demonstrates our serious commitment to end hunger during our lifetime. Let me appeal for speedy and steadfast implementation of our declaration. I'm happy that the declaration has very aptly underscored the importance of correcting the misnomer of underinvestment in food security, agriculture, and rural development. In the same vein, I'm glad that the centrality of increased official development assistance to the developing countries, particularly the LDCs, has been put in proper context. I sincerely hope that we receive the promised resources, additional resources flow at the earliest possible time. It is incumbent upon us from the developing world to match donors' commitment with our own efforts. We must put in place the right policies and increase budgetary allocations for agricultural development in our respective countries. Excellencies, I believe that it is only through effective partnership between the rich developed nations and the poor developing nations, that we can deliver on the promise we are making here today to eradicate hunger from our dear planet at the earliest possible time. I see this partnership as the best way to help poor developing nations build capacities to overcome the numerous constraints which impede the transformation of our agriculture from backwardness to modernity. It is these constraints which have kept productivity and production low, hence the problem of hunger in our countries. The partnership will help transform our agriculture to make it more productive and consign hunger to the books of history. For Tanzania, as well as many countries on the African continent, a transformed and highly productive agriculture means much more than assurance for food security. About 80% of our people live in the rural areas, and agriculture is the mainstay for their livelihood. Agriculture is both for food and it's for everything else in life. A modernized and more productive agriculture means there will be less poverty and there will be more prosperity for the majority of our people. As we meet here at this summit on food security, we must remember that the food security agenda is inseparable from the environmental agenda. Due to the effects of climate change, weather patterns have completely changed, rainfall has become less reliable, and drought situations have become more recurrent and even more severe. This has impacted negatively on crop production, livestock production, and food security as a whole. Most of our nations and people who depend on agriculture have now become very vulnerable and desperate as far as food security and their livelihood is concerned. It is for this reason that we look forward to with great anticipation, the outcome of next month's Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change. If global warming continues unabated, agriculture will be impacted even more severely, thus exacerbating the problem of hunger and malnutrition. I humbly appeal to all the parties to the Copenhagen Summit to make good use of the golden opportunity for our own sake and for the sake of our future generations. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on concluding, let me emphasize that by working together in partnership, all our countries are capable of guaranteeing food security for all, for our own people. The declaration we passed today, along with the five principles that underpin it, is a good step forward towards our long-desired goal of eradicating poverty. Let's translate our aspirations into reality. It can be done. Play your part. I thank you for your kind attention.